mother's arms, reaching for these four black tires and through the night.
Dare the Pride of Newfoundland and Labrador, second only to Great Big Sea. It is a great privilege to chat with two members of Hey Rosetta at Capitol Music Hall. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
You too. I'm Phil.
And Josh.
As well as ask a question, can you introduce yourself? So,
yeah.
What do you play?
I play the drums.
And I play bass.
And who are the other members in the band?
Well, we have Tim Baker as the lead singer and guitar and piano player. Adam Hogan is the lead guitarist. Ramesh Lavanathan plays cello and keyboards and guitar. Kinley Dowling plays violin and viola. And on this particular tour, we have Brooke Stewart, who is playing violin as well.
I noticed several members have come and gone since.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, a sort of a rotating string section, so we just basically get whoever is free and willing to come on tour with us to play.
So notice Kinley Dowling used to be with, or still with, Jane Grant?
Yeah, Kinley was, yeah.
Kinley, yeah, she plays, and I guess she still plays with Jen. I don't, maybe not. I don't really know. She definitely had, you know, before, but I'm not sure if she does for now.
You just released Seeds, the first studio album. How come did it take at least 2 or 3 years to bring it out?
I guess really because we spent so long touring the last one. We were really, really busy, like playing, you know, literally hundreds of shows all over the place. And, you know, didn't have a lot of time to get, you know, down to actual writing and rehearsing and arranging tunes. So it took some time, and we actually did have it recorded a little while ago, but we had to kind of wait on it for a while for its release. Just, you know, the record label, I think, wanted to release it at a certain time. So that was a small part of it. But otherwise, yeah, I guess we were just, like, really busy touring, and it took some time to get it all together.
Were there any musical changes in creating Seeds?
Musical changes? Well, I don't know. I feel like we've all, like, seen a lot of bands over the past couple of years with touring and listened to a lot of new records, and I guess our influences have kind of changed and our abilities have grown and all that stuff, which I think just the maturity that happens with any band. So I think if our sound has changed at all, it's probably because of all that. And yeah.
So I noticed Welcome is more heavier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Spinning.
I also noticed the theme to Seeds does bring an environmental or nature type message. Is that the intention of the album?
Yeah, I don't think it's really a theme so much. We just, like, I guess sort of coincidentally, the album was called Seeds, and we had this idea to include some seed paper in the first, I think, 5,000 copies of it. But yeah, I mean, basically, like, we sort of have watched some documentaries and stuff and are kind of, you know, interested in promoting sort of sustainable food industries and stuff like that. I think it's really a pretty good thing for the planet. So we kind of, we're not like a sort of overtly political band or whatever, but I think that's just something that everyone can kind of get behind. So yeah, we're happy to promote that if we can.
Include David Suzuki?
Sometimes.
How do you pronounce track 11? Is it in Inuit?
I actually don't even know how to pronounce it.
But it means springtime in Iqaluit, hey?
Yeah.
Going back to 2010, what was it like to perform during the Vancouver Olympics?
That was great. I thought it was a really awesome, awesome time. It was like everyone was super positive and excited, and we had a lot of fun. The shows were big and lots of nice crowds, and it's nice to represent your country and stuff and play some rock tunes.
So I noticed, I remember talking to a few bands that they told me the Atlantic was packed and they couldn't get in.
Yeah, that was true the entire time. I know a bunch of people who were trying to get in. I think it's because they were giving away, like, good sort of Atlantic food. There was lots of, like, seafood and stuff, so there was always people lined up for that place. Not to mention all the awesome East Coast bands who were playing, but
black eyes, this phony smile, my sense is dead.
What was it to have Red Heart be played on a segment on CTV's coverage of the Winter Olympics?
Oh, that was really what's the word? it was great. Flattering, I think, was the word I was thinking of. That was our good friend Stephen Brunt was kind of behind that, and we were really happy for him with that presentation. It was really great, and it was really a privilege. You know, it was an honor to be chosen to, you know, be a part of that montage. It was really lovely.
Does the song bring pride to the nation now?
No. Ask the nation.
How has the Newfoundland and Labrador music scene been thriving, or has it become popular?
I think the Newfoundland or the St. John's music scene anyway is pretty vibrant and awesome. There's a lot of great bands in there, but none of them really tour. Like the Gramercy Refs are doing their first tour now, first big tour, I guess, since moving to Toronto, like relocating there. But it's a lot of bands that no one will ever hear of. It's too bad because there's a lot of talent, a lot of people that are in multiple bands that are just killing it. But unfortunately, no one will hear it, but it's awesome.
I've been to one musician, his name is Mountain and Trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You good friends with him?
Yeah, we know him. He's kind of from the West Coast, like Corner, the opposite end of the province. But we had run into him a couple of times just through the years. He's a really friendly guy.
Big up to him.
Yeah, toast.
Who are you good friends with within the Newfoundland music community?
Well, we have these guys here, the Gramercy Riffs, who are playing with us tonight. They're all sort of good buddies from, you know, years ago or whatever.
There's Matt Hernill and the Diamond Mines, probably.
Yeah, there's another band that's actually touring the country. They just went on a massive tour last year. Like, I think it was about 3 or 4 months.
3 months,
like,
yeah.
It was crazy. And that was their first tour, which was really hilarious. Yeah. But excellent guys. The great thing about St. John's and its own music scene is that it's pretty small and pretty, like, close-knit. So, I mean, you kind of know everyone, and mostly everyone is really supportive and really friendly all the time. Yeah, obviously you have some people who aren't so much, but you know, most of the people who are involved in it and who are sort of dedicated to the music and stuff are friendly people and are people who try to help out other people, and it's a positive sort of healthy atmosphere in that way.
How about other Canadian music bands and musicians?
Yeah, well, tonight, for example, our cellist managed to leave his cello somewhere, and we put out the word, and a bunch of people got back to us, and they came out within like 10 minutes. We had 3 cellos at the door, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. We're friends with a lot of different Canadian bands, like. Oh man, I don't know. Like,
Hells are good buddies of ours.
Hells, yeah. Hoxie Workman and his crew. And,
whoa!
Oh, sorry. No worries. Who else?
I don't know. I feel like I'm more on the spot, and I'm trying to remember all our friends.
I would feel bad leaving someone out. When the car sails off the
bridge, the knuckles wide. What's it like to be back in Ottawa?
Oh, that was always fun.
Yeah.
It's really cold.
Yeah, it's really cold.
But I love that you can actually, like, skate down the canal. That's pretty much the coolest thing in this country, I think. Yeah. All these business guys, like, skating to work. Like, that's amazing, you know?
It's too bad we don't have a bit more time here, though. Like, we just kind of pulled up before soundcheck. We had to leave right after we played and go back to Montreal tonight. So it's kind of too bad, but hopefully next time we'll be here a bit longer and take it in.
Yeah, I was told the reason the show slowed out is that there's an Atlantic representation in Ottawa. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's something that's always kind of like, always worked for us. Right from the start, from our very first tour, we've always had a strong sort of crew of people, like, supporting people. Like, they might be our cousins, or they might be, you know, even just someone from out east somewhere. They love to support something that's like, kind of like from home. And I think, yeah, Ottawa definitely has a strong contingent of people who are from out east.
Speaking of Ottawa again, what's the best place to eat?
Best place to eat? There's a Thai place we went to a while back. In fact, the riff just went there.
Oh, is that the same one?
The same place, yeah.
I don't know what it's called. It's just around the corner, though. It's a really, really excellent Thai place.
Real Thai?
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's really good.
It was good. Otherwise, I don't know. There's a little poutine place, just like a little truck, like stand or whatever.
You buy safe boats.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one. We've had that a couple of times. That's pretty good. In fact, I think our booking agent said that that's his favorite in the country, so...
That's right.
We watch the land, imagine our bodies buried within.
All the blue. Of the tours you've done, what is considered your favorite place to perform at?
I mean, it's always good to play back home. Like, our hometown shows are always really great. But, I don't know, I think it kind of... Anywhere, everywhere, anywhere where we actually can go and play. We've had a lot of really great shows, you know, so it's hard to single any of them out.
Since you're fans of Arcade Fire and Day One Best Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards, what do you think of the future of indie music?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, they're setting the bar pretty high there, but yeah. Taking that one home. I'm not sure if that speaks to the future of indie music or if it's just kind of the direction that the music industry is moving. I mean, maybe they're kind of opening up their ears a little bit more to things that they used to be less receptive to. But either way, it's great. I mean, I wish those guys all the best. Like, that we're all rooting for them, you know? That was really, really an excellent thing to hear.
Yeah, hopefully there is that shift of, you know, what pop music is, you know? Because most of it's pretty ridiculous.
Will the term indie music still continue to exist?
Well, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't even make much sense. Yeah.
Like, what does it even mean anymore?
Yeah, it's just a sound, I think.
It's like alternative back in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
What's it like to have some of your songs being played on TV shows?
It's cool.
It's always neat.
Yeah.
If it makes a handful of other people listen and, like, you know, Google that song or something, then that's always awesome.
Going a bit politically, what do you think of the CRTC's decision to let music video channels play the amount of music videos, whether it's more or less?
I don't know. I don't really know much about it. I mean, I know, we were actually just talking about this in the van the other day about how there was a time, you know, I guess when we were sort of younger, when you would turn on much music and it would just be, like, all music videos all the time, and just, like, how much of my own sort of musical development grew out of watching music videos and just, like, staying up late at night and just being all over it. And it's unfortunate that the art of music video making seems to have been pushed aside somewhat. I know there are a lot of really great videos being made, but there's not really any kind of, like...
It's all YouTube, you know?
Yeah, it's all on the internet, and that is a great vehicle for that, but it's too bad that the music stations don't seem to care anymore.
I was watching The Wedge not too long ago, and I saw the video for you guys. Oh, your spring. I was
like, nice.
Awesome. Man, I was
like, sweet.
Whoa. Yeah, at least The Wedge is still awesome.
Yeah. Lastly, what is next for the upcoming months?
Just
a lot of touring. Yeah,
we're on tour actually for the next 2 months. And then I guess the summer happens, and there's more shows and just more festivals and all kinds of. Because, really, we're in that time right now where, like, the record has just come out, so we're pretty much going to be, like, on tour for
forever,
until the next one, so.
What do you think the music releases for 2011?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's coming up.
I guess the new Radiohead is... That's today?
Yesterday.
So that's pretty exciting.
So, I got to hear that. I don't know what else is coming out soon.
R.E.M.,
yeah.
Cool. Galaxy just came out.
Yeah. Is there what is? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not sure what's coming out. I'm always surprised by album releases because I always forget to pay attention to, like, what people are up to.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, we have this great new album. I'm like, oh wow, I had no idea. Again.
Thank you for taking the time to chat, and good luck with the excellent release of Seeds and the tour.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.